The woman's eyes narrowed suspiciously.
"I have a strict payment up front policy," she said.
"Maybe you could make an exception this one time, seeing as how we're both human,"
Mitra suggested, reaching out with the force to give the woman's psyche a gentle nudge.
"I guess I could make an exception this one time," the woman said with an affable shrug, "seeing as how we're both human."
"I knew we could work something out,"
Mitra replied with a smile.
"Now, I don't suppose you'd know the name of someone in the city who'd give me a fair price for my stones."
"Larvich, your best bet,"
the other woman told her.
"He drives a hard bargain, but he won't try to cheat you. Let me give you the directions."
Mitra decided to walk to Larvich's store rather than hire a speeder. Wandering the streets of Kos City on foot would give her a better feel for the planet and its people, making it easier to fit in. The population seemed to be primarily made up of the red-skinned Sith and humans, all dressed in standardized uniforms or military garb. She noticed a handful of Zabrak and Twi'lek. Unlike the Sith and humans, they did not wear uniforms, and without exception, they were all fitted with shock collars. With a start, Mitra realized that the unfortunate slaves were likely descended from prisoners who'd been taken by Sith 1,000 years earlier during the Great Hyperspace War. The directions the customs official had given her were simple, and she found her destination without any trouble. From the outside, Larvich's shop didn't look like the kind of place one would choose to conduct illegal business. It was situated in the middle of the street, and its window boasted the same official government seal she had noticed on virtually every building she'd passed along the way. She stepped into Larvich's store and made a quick evaluation of her surroundings. It looked like a cross between a pawn shop and a supply post. The tall, gray-haired man behind the counter was wearing a red shirt and black pants, both freshly pressed. On his left shoulder were several bars that probably represented some kind of military rank, and the left breast pocket was emblazoned with the same symbol that adorned his window. Mitra had expected to find herself in a shady black market operation, but clearly she was in some kind of official government-controlled business. Still, she had nowhere else to go, so she marched straight up to the gray-haired man and dumped a handful of gems on the counter.
"Please present your Imperial identification card,"
he started to say, but the routine greeting died in his mouth when he saw the small fortune scattered across his countertop. His eyes went wide, first with greed, and then with fear. Leaping from behind the counter, he rushed to the front of the shop and quickly closed and locked the door.
"What do you think you're doing?"
he demanded in a low voice, peering through the window to see if anyone had noticed his sudden dash across the store. Mitra slowly brought her right hand up to the lightsaber hidden at her belt.
"I was told you're the man to see about business I want to keep off the record."
I am,
Larvich assured her, regaining some of his composure.
"But you can't just toss your stuff out on the counter for anyone to see. What if an Imperial inspector happened to wander in?"
"Sorry," Mitra said. "I didn't realize it was a big deal."